Part two. Sorry about that, Chief. Part two. What are we up to? Oh, yeah. For the most part, all these hakiras that I am giving, okay, it's not giving anything away. Because unless the Rishonim take us there, we're going to be explaining Shilas and Migo, okay, regardless of the approach that you go with. Unless you see that this Rishon and understanding of Migo only works, can only work if you go with a Koach HaTaina or a Wat or a... I'll give you an example, right? Does someone want to say it like the Gemara? Let's give you an example. Another hakir that I heard from Rav Lichtenstein, by the way. Okay, but again, he's a broad spectrum, and this is not. You know, I'm just giving an example of the way to use these hakirs in a broad way. The Gemara talks about what's the shaila as to whether or not there's a migo in the case of Moda Mixas. So it says, oh, ain't other mayas punna but may balchovo. It's not going to be a good migo. Because the guy's not going to make, the nitva is not going to make the other claim, because it's chutzpah. It's chutzpah to make the other claim. So look at the, well, what's the havnina maskana? He says, oh, it could very well be as follows. Maybe it's the shaila of kriyach hatayna versus birur. Okay? If you hold what? If you hold Koach HaTaina, so you have the other claim. So who cares if you would make the claim or you wouldn't make the other claim? You have the other claim that you can win with. So therefore you have Koach HaTaina and you can win the day. Or no. If you say though it's a birur, then how can it be a birur if you never make that other claim? Okay? So what's my answer to that? I mean, obviously it bothers me greatly because that's basically saying that the whole, you know, Rav Elchanan Chakira of Koach HaTaina gets knocked down in the Gemara. Now, again, obviously Rav Elchanan's not saying that. He's saying, in one Mahalach, you know, I guess in the Birur Mahalach, that's why Koach HaTaina got knocked down, and this is where we go, you know, the Birur. But,
what's the other guy?
What? Yeah. But the question is, Koach HaTaina, you know, Rav Elchanan has to learn this Gemara too, right? And he's not saying that, you know, Koach HaTaina was rejected by the Gemara. So, you hear what we're doing here. So, obviously, what it's saying is that even if you hold Koach HaTaina, it still means that you need to have facility to make that other taina. It has to be at your disposal to make that other taina. Otherwise, there's no what? There's no tziruf between the tainas to be able to win the day. Okay? So that's an example of how, you know, I'm sure you already know me already, but that's an example of how, you know, there are going to be a lot of cases like this, because it's so broad, where you're going to feel like, it sounds like the side in Eid Echad, or in Shvuah, or in Migo, or in, you know, Chazak, but the key is always to, you know, railing on, be careful. I'll give you another example where you got to be careful. Okay, we're moving into the area of what? Of Chazakah. Let's move now into Chazakah. So Chazakah, what do we mean by Chazakah? Chazakah, we can mean a million different things. Chazakah, Muchzak, Cheskas, Gimel Shalom, Chazakah de Meikara, Cheskas Mamon, right? Chazakah, you know, Cheskas Raya, Chazakah Ein Adam Pareya, Chazakah. Chazakah three times, like what? Chazakah, chazakah, chazakah. You have a good word, a translation for chazakah that works for everything. Everywhere? It's hard to
say that when you have a chazakah to make car and a chazakah to ashta. You can't be both in status quo.
He holds that every chazakah is status quo.
We just ran into one that's problematic.
It's just a question of what status quo means. Okay, I think. Anyway.
One where he's not so happy with it.
Well,
moving to like established maybe.
Okay. Anyway, I'm going to give one now that, you know, I never understood as a status quo thing. But because it's more like a ruba de lesa kaman. For example, when you have a chazaka, when the Gemara talks about chazaka ain ad maisa bilasa bilasnus, or you have chazaka, right, of ain adam tereach besuda umafsida. Right, the Gemara says that when a man goes ahead and he claims that his wife was mezana, he wants to get out of the ksuva, right? So he has it as a support. I can vouch for him. You know, you don't want to. That's not going to go ahead and start making claims. You know, I mean, of course, the guys on my share said, yeah, but he might not know she was ugly until tonight. Right? But the bottom line is, you know, these are chazakas. What are chazakas? Okay, chazakas, while they might be more in the nature of things, it's very similar also to a ruba de lesa kaman, where while it might not be in the nature of things, it might be based on, you know, statistics in society, where there's no actual rove before you, but, right, the famous case of, okay, that rove can't be motzi, right? We've been talking about it from Mammon, where you're talking about rove there, like, what's the rove? Most animals are sold for plowing and not for milking or shechting or whatever the case is there, right? So that's not in the nature of the human condition necessarily, but you know, it's definitely they're both evidential, okay? They're both ultimately based on statistics, either because of society or because of nature or because, right? Rove, you know, it was funny. I was trying to give these guys all examples, and like almost all these examples, like seem to not apply to that. You know, ain't other mice be less than be less nuts. Wait, everyone does that. Or for example, rove mumchen eitzel shchita. Like, you know. Like, what do you mean? He can't eat any food today. What do you mean? It's shechted, so it must be a good shechita, right? But so I keep trying to give him a good example, and everyone didn't really work. I said, yeah, but that's the way it is. I said, listen, one chazaka definitely applies, even if you think it doesn't. Tav lemesav tandu lemesav armelasa. You might think it doesn't apply, but it does. But if you want to hack on it, go to Revel. Okay. Anyway, let's move right there. Okay, let's clip that out once again.
It's not clear. I don't know if this is correct or not, but it's not. If you're saying statistics, and he hates that, like Ruben Lesser, come on, he says it's nothing to do with statistics. It's built into nature, and it's just the way it is.
What do you mean built into nature?
The whole hack, I'll tell you. Like, it's Ruben Lesser and Basulis, and he says. So we say, what do you mean? What if it's not true now? So then, that's what I'm telling you.
The Rishonim, okay, and even the Gemara sometimes interchange, okay. And when it says rov, it's really what I'm calling chazaka nature. But there are
cheskas rov.
No.
I'm just saying that it could be
again
today if it's considered still a ruba de lesa kaman or not. Always that way.
But the bottom line is, I'm putting them as similar. Mm-hmm. Is that whether you go with chazaka, or whether you go with the Reuben Lesser Kaman example I gave you, where it's clearly society, like what is being sold more? That's not a human condition thing. That people, you know, always sell animals for work more than animals for shechting. That could definitely be a societal thing. Okay, so sometimes. That's my biggest proof is that sometimes Rishonim will call that chazaka, and some of them times they'll call what you're saying. They say rove, but it's really chazaka, right? Like rove mumchen etzel shchita might not be a statistical thing. That might just be what I'm calling chazaka. But the point is, both of those things seemingly are evidential, right? It's evidential, right? Because based on either the nature of things, it should be this way, or based on statistics, right? You guys took the statistics. There's a probability factor in statistics, okay? And therefore, there's it's evidential. Okay? Now, once again, even though it seems evidential, once we're saying that, okay, once we're saying that it's not the evidence of Shnei Edim, so then when it comes to Dinei Torah, for all we know, these aren't viewed as evidence at all. And it could be, and there's a difference between Chazakah, where something is in the nature of things, maybe that is evidential, but something that's statistics, right, Ruud Lefa come on, might be evidential, or it might be what? It might be a din. A din that you follow the road. Obviously it has, there's an evidential, you know, backing to it and concept, and therefore, you know, once again, the Chakiras, you know, might overlap, but it still could be bottom line that Rove is a din. Rove is a machriya, but not a birur. And again, you might split between nature and the, okay. But then, there are other, so those are supports that are going to impact Dinei Mamonos. Right? Chazaka ein adam tareach besuda mafsida, or ein adam oisa bilas o bilas nus, will impact Dinei Mamonos cases. And will support a taina or, right? Or hinder a taina. Then, we move over to other chazakos. Again, I don't know again how that was, maybe that's how, why he termed chazaka status quo, because he said it's the nature of things, so that's the status quo. Maybe that's why he's, okay, but again, I don't know if you have to do it that way. You could say it's more of a presumption. And the question is whether it's a halachic presumption or a biurdika presumption. Whatever the translation is.
Never.
But then, what?
He says never a biur.
It's what?
It's always a halachic presumption. It's never a biur.
Why? I mean, that's a, everyone.
It's always a halachic presumption. It's never a biur. A rove could be is more towards, closer to biur.
What, a chazaka?
A chazaka is always
chazaka ain't. But again, that's because he's not talking about this chazaka right now. The chazaka of ain't other mice of bilas or bilas nus?
Every chazaka.
Okay. Anyway, it's definitely, if, again, as I said, if anything, there's more svara to say that something that's in the nature of things is more of a birur than a Ruud Lefa come on. Because the Ruud Lefa is just statistics. It's not that it has to be, you know, it's not something innate that it has to be this way. Okay, but